Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
Alright, welcome to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. I hope everybody's enjoying the beautiful weather we're experiencing so far. It's a much welcome respite from last week's brutal cold snap. We got a very special episode in store for you this evening. I've curated a whole hour's worth of soundtrack music from movies, both real and imagined, as well as throwing in a couple of TV shows in there to boot. I've been wanting to do an episode like this for a while, however it was a little difficult to pare it down to only an hour's worth of music. As well, it's not music that I'm usually known for playing on here, so required a little bit more research. We're going to start things off with local band Volume, who released an album of music from the original Spider-Man series, the old cartoon from the 60s. This is Sandman on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
than 100 for Rachel, didn't you?
Yeah, no.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How could it not know what it is?
Rachel is an experiment. Nothing more.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing a episode dedicated to soundtrack music from movies, both real and imagined. We just heard local band Giant Suns with their track, soundtrack for the Dream Sequence from Hitman's Run. That was from their EP Dark Satanic Mills, released back in 2003. I'm guessing that's an imagined score from the 1999 movie Hitman's Run, because I don't think that was a cover of any music from the score of that movie. I'm not sure if there was even a dream sequence in that movie. However, someone did pair the music together with a sequence from the movie. You can find that on YouTube. Before that, we had Super Invaders from Italy with their version of the Blade Runner End Titles music. That was from the Retro Gaming Split 10-inch released in 2020. And we started the set off with Volume. That was their track Sandman from the Amazing Spider-Band album, which was re-recorded music from the 67 TV series, originally composed by Ray Ellis. That music was only featured in the first season of that TV show as the production company responsible for making that the animated series went bankrupt after the first season. And it was subsequently taken over by Ralph Bakshi, who ended up just using library music for the background. It's almost impossible to find the original recordings from Ray Ellis, so it's nice to hear that Volume ended up re-recording them all, because it's just so great. It was always some of my favorite parts of that series was the music. Next up, we got a couple of tracks from some Italian bands that specialize in 70s exploitation style music. First, we're going to hear Stratos. This is Un Western Metropolitano on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Hey, hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We have a whole episode dedicated to soundtrack music. We just heard Endless Love, a band out of Toronto, with their version of the theme from Persuaders. That was a TV show from the 70s that starred Roger Moore and Tony Curtis. Before that, we had Calibro 35 out of Italy. That was Ogni Riferimento a Persone Esistenti e Puramente Casuale. From their album of the same name, so I'm not going to repeat that. That was put out in 2012. Great, great band that specializes in music that's influenced from the 70s exploitation movies that came out of Italy. And we started the set off with Stratos. That was Un Western Metropolitano. From their album, Lo Spiro, L'Alecchiale, Il Maniaco. Released in 2016 by Retrovox Records. Next up, we have a track from probably one of the most iconic soundtracks. I'm talking about Twin Peaks, namely the Fire Walk With Me soundtrack. This is The Pink Room on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're doing a whole episode dedicated to movie soundtracks, both real and imagined. We just heard Volcano Kings out of Rhode Island. That was a track called Midnight on Switchblade Street from their EP of the same name. Just a fantastic, fantastic band. One of my favorites. Most of their music specializes in crime noir, jazz, spaghetti western, surf music, and all of it's just amazing. You can check out their stuff on Bandcamp. I highly recommend it. Before that, we had Trouble with their track Snake Eyes. I believe that was from the third season of Twin Peaks that came out not too long ago. That band actually features David Lynch's son, Riley, on guitar. And we started the set off with The Pink Room from the Fire Walk With Me soundtrack. And most of the music from Twin Peaks was composed by Angelo Badalamenti. However, that particular track was composed by David Lynch himself. Next up, we got a little band out of Saskatchewan called Shooting Guns. They put out a soundtrack for the B-movie Wolf Cop. We're going to hear Barn Burner on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. Yep. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. If you're just tuning in now, we're doing a whole episode dedicated to soundtrack music. We just heard Fantomas with their version of the Cape Fear theme. That was from their album, The Director's Cut, which is a whole album dedicated to reimagining movie themes. And that band features Mike Patton, Buzz Osborne, Dave Lombardo, and Trevor Dunn. Before that, we heard local band Mahogany Frog with their track Stoned One. That was from their latest album, Faust, which is an original score that is set to the 1926 German silent film of the same name. And we started the set off with Shooting Guns. That was Barn Burner from the Wolf Cop soundtrack, released back in 2014. Naturally, a movie about a cop who's also a werewolf. Well, folks, it looks like we're just about out of time here. And so far, all of the music that we've been listening to has been instrumental. So I wanted to end things off with a couple of tracks featuring some vocals. We're going to end things off with a band out of Milwaukee called The Devil's Teeth. Their latest album, La Leggenda di Chong Li, is a concept album of spaghetti western garage rock operetta inspired by the character Chong Li from Bloodsport. And we'll finish things off with the band Camera Obscura and their take on Paul Williams' Somebody Super Like You from the Phantom of the Paradise soundtrack. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to UMFM for some more great programming. We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, kids, have fun, play safe, and be cool.
this too.